Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County School Board advances full-day cell phone ban for K-12 students. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County School District Board of Trustees is moving forward with a proposed full-day cell phone ban for all K-12 students, but not before what the board members expect could be heated public debate. According to reporting from both County 17 and the Gillette News Record, the trustees voted 4-3 Tuesday night to advance a proposal that would ban student cell phone and smartphone devices from the start of the school day until dismissal for all grade levels. The proposal is not final and must still go through public hearings before any policy takes effect by July 1st. Board members Mary Bruner, Rollo Williams, Larry Steiger, and Tim Hallinan supported the full-day ban. Trustees Tim Albin, Mark Christensen, and Board Chair Lisa Durgan instead supported a less restrictive bell-to-bell policy for secondary students that would allow phone use during lunch and passing periods. Supporters of the full ban argued phones contribute to anxiety, social isolation, poor communication skills, and failing test scores. Hallinan referenced the book The Anxious Generation, saying excessive phone and social media use is fueling mental health problems among children. Opponents argue a total ban could create enforcement problems for teachers and pointed to district survey results showing only a small percentage of parents, staff, and students support banning phones entirely during the school day. The discussion comes as Wyoming school districts statewide are being required to adopt cell phone policies under legislation passed during the most recent legislative session. The district's first public hearing on the proposed policy is scheduled for May 26th. New report shows Wyoming students still struggling to recover academically after pandemic. A new nationwide academic recovery report shows Wyoming students are still struggling to fully rebound from the learning disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Wildfile reported, the Education Scorecard, a collaboration between Harvard and Stanford universities, ranked Wyoming 36 out of 38 states for math recovery between 2022 and 2025, and 20th out of 35 states for reading recovery. Researchers found Wyoming students in 2025 scored about 4/10 of a grade level lower in both math and reading compared to pre-pandemic performance in 2019. Despite the declines, Wyoming students continue to perform above the national average overall, and state education leaders say other testing data paints a more positive picture. Wyoming Department of Education Chief of Staff Dickie Shaner says state assessment scores show continued improvement since the pandemic, with English language arts and science already meeting or exceeding pre-COVID proficiency levels. Wyoming also continues making among the nation's top states for ACT performance. The report says learning loss has become a nationwide issue, with researchers describing the country as being in a learning recession that actually began years before the pandemic due to factors like declining accountability, increased screen time, and social media use. Researchers also pointed to Wyoming's newly passed literacy reform law as a possible bright spot for future reading improvement. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.